So, I guess you've been busy. I know he's busy. So, in terms of updates, do we have anything new since last week?
Been swamped since last week,
Yeah.
so I think after tomorrow I should be able to start working on
Okay.
a lot of stuff to do tomorrow.
So in terms of next steps, can you remind me where you are at and what you're working on?
Checking out the statistics
Okay.
to make sure they're correct. I think they're all right. I think one of them was coming out weird. I'll have to look at it. And getting the numbers
Okay.
from those.
So in terms of the implementation, do you think right now non-blocking rates is working fine, or is there something else left?
For H2 and trade beans, it looks like it's working fine, and Eclipse sometimes. When I run Eclipse multiple times, the first couple of times it runs at the faster speed, but I guess after a while, I don't know if it's that there's still some IO being done, but it runs a little bit slower after that.
Okay, it's lower than vanilla or it's lower than before?
Slower than before. It's still a
Okay.
little bit faster than vanilla.
Okay, I see. That's probably some IOs left.
So this is when you do back-to-back runs?
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
So I'll run it, like, wait a second, and then run it again, and then do that a couple of times.
Yeah. I think it would be interesting to quantify that additional work that needs to be done after execution, or alternatively to somehow not do the work so that the storage is not bottlenecked. So remember we talked about all these different variants that we want to go after next, and in one variant we actually don't issue the async read at all unless there is a read fault, right? And then at that point, I think in that kind of a case, we would probably be able to eliminate a lot of those straggling IOs that would otherwise occur, right? That would be interesting to see what happens with that variant. I guess the other thing which I do remember now is the fact that there were some discrepancies between the numbers that DeCapo reported versus time, right? So that's also something on your list to understand what might be going on there. Right? Okay. And this was only happening differently when you're running on an actual host versus inside of virtual machine, everything was as expected, right? Or was it the other way around, I guess.
Yeah, in the virtual machine, it
It
was fine.
was consistent, and on a host it was, on a physical machine it was somehow different. Okay, so right, so we have a few things on our plate then. Right, so and we already talked about, okay, once you resolve these issues, then we probably want to focus our efforts on performance testing and getting all the data that we need. And once we have that, then we can think about which variant to pursue next, right? But we have a very, sort of a medium-term plan already in place for this project, at least. So that's good. So Lewis, in terms of your thesis, what do you see which being applicable to your thesis, or which parts do you think we should focus more on?
Yeah.
So
I guess for the thesis itself, probably I should focus on using non-blocking writes for to increase idleness on disks. I guess probably we can try that with Express, for instance. But I don't know if it's worth doing that. I think it's probably better to focus, in my case, on hybrid memory or something else.
Well, hybrid memory can benefit from non-blocking right here as
Yeah,
well.
as it is.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
So
I would recommend that because, hybrid memory is still work in progress, right? So it would be important to finish that work.
Yes.
So in terms of that, do you see any specific variant of non-blocking writes that we talked about the other day being more useful for hybrid memory?
So the hybrid memory is one, the for the X is another one, and the other one is for hypervisors, right? So I was thinking on that. I think that's we discussed that last time. And it turns out that the faults of KVM, which is a virtual machine for Linux, go through the normal fault path, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah, you sent an email already.
Right, so that means that non-blocking writes can work for this hypervisor almost as is.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there should be some changes in order to make it work.
Right, but since it's a virtual machine and the page tables don't work as in a straightforward way with the shadow page tables and...
Is that actually it kind of works that way, but there is an additional page table or something like that, right? And...
with the shadow page table.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which maps from what? From physical to machine. Physical to machine. So what happened in KVM is that if the kernel finds that the process that is faulting is a KVM process, right? Because at the end it's a normal process, it's like a normal process. If it's a KVM, then it does additional work.
Yeah.
Setting up this page, right? Mm. This shadow page table. Depending on what happened with that page. If it's now not available, for instance, or because there was some addition, or, you know, that kind of population. So, but it seems at least half of the work is done if we plan to use KVM at some point.
Right, but I think we'll need more work than what we have right now. I don't think it's going to work out of the box as you...
No. I'm not saying that it's working out of the box. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that the code that we have right now is we have to do it anyway.
That is required.
Yes.
And then there might be additional things that we would have to do.
Exactly.
Okay. That's probably true.
Yeah. So I guess my point is that using KVM, if we want to implement non-blocking writes in a hypervisor, it will be less work than doing starting from scratch with another hypervisor.
Okay. I think that makes sense. And we know a lot more about Linux than about Xen or ESX. So it would make sense to continue along this path. Yes, I feel that, I mean, this whole project can be almost expanded into a PhD thesis. Now I feel that because there's so many things that can be done, right? And then, you know, once you have a basic infrastructure in place, then you start exploring in how many different ways you can use this thing.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I guess if we don't have anything more to talk about today, we should stop and meet same time next week. I guess let's do that. Mm-hmm. All right. So we'll probably miss you, right? Lewis is
close
on your phone. And I guess I'll see you both.
Yeah.
Okay. So Ricardo, Lewis, about the proposal, right? You need to fill out this D something form.
D3, yes. I have
it ready and available so that at least the people who come to your proposal, if they agree to approve your proposal, they can sign it immediately.
Okay. I'll do it.
And then the others, I guess I'm signing for them, right? If
yes.
As a proxy. Okay.
Can you do it?
Yeah. In the D3 sense that you can.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. Okay.
Alright. Yeah, but keep the D3 form with you when you go to the proposal.
I already have filled this thing.
Okay. Yeah, so bring it with you when you come for the proposal and same with you. And send a reminder about the proposal tomorrow.
Okay.
To the committee members.
Okay.
Otherwise someone may forget.
Okay.
So in your case it's just morally it was the internal.
Just morally, yeah.
Okay.
Are you on your phone or Skype?
So I was using phone, but Age and Kaji said I was going to Skype for some reason.
For video?
No, video won't work because when there are more than two people in Skype, the video doesn't work unless you pay something.
I think in case of Kaji, because he's using some internet phone connection that from the US in Singapore, his voice quality is not very good on the phone.
Okay.
That's why I prefer Skype.
Okay.
But what I would recommend is that, there is a Ethernet port which I'll show you. Let's go to the room that apparently Eric set up for access because none of the Ethernet ports were working before.
Okay.
Inside that room.
And how about the wireless? The wireless
we checked the other day, and for some reason the wireless was really slow. And I asked, actually I know what the reason is now, because I asked Eric and he said that the connectivity in this room is not very good because they removed the wireless access point from this room. And the closest wireless access point is on the other side of the building. So here's the port,
okay.
The extra port. You need an Ethernet cable though.
Okay, there's a huge one in there.
Yeah, but in the meanwhile, you can, well, I don't know, if you should disconnect that.
Yeah, I'm rolling up.
I would recommend, get everything set up and then, just stay here because this room is empty.
Mm-hmm.
Try to set up Skype. I can bring my laptop and set up Skype on that.
Okay. I have Skype too.
If he has Skype, then maybe that's easier.
Yeah. Okay, so I would bring a cable.
I think if this works, it's not going to get a problem. I'll be in my office if you need it.
Hi.
Yes.
Would Sylvie be here anytime soon?
She's here. Just hang around, she'll come back.
Okay.
Skype.